And next, I would like Mr. Robertson to give a little update from our State Board liaison.
And thank you, Chair Wolf. Before I jump into that, I'll head back to an item you mentioned. You indicated at the chair's meeting that we received a briefing on Eastern San Joaquin. I just want to foreshadow that we will be having a similar discussion from Office of Chief Counsel staff at our June board meeting in Santa Barbara. So what we learned, you will hear about in more detail, I suspect, in June. That's the plan. Okay, moving on to item five. Item five is the State Water Board liaison report. Ms. Diadamo sends her regrets. She's unable to attend. She's locked in water fix for the foreseeable future right now. It is binding virtually all of the board members, State Water Board members, at some point in time. We've had, Chair Wolf and myself have had a couple of conversations with Ms. Diadamo in the last couple of weeks and downloaded information, and that's the substance of what I'm reporting. Okay, so with respect to some of the items that the State Water Board is working on, the recycled water policy, which is significant to us, and you've heard about, we've had staff from the State Water Board come down and speak to you about that in the not-too-distant past. The internal draft was released a few weeks ago, and we supplied comments, staff here supplied comments to that. We also had meetings with their staff in the recent past too to try to shape it to the max benefit of this region and our interests. The public release is anticipated this week. It may have already been released, actually. State Board anticipates having a workshop on the recycled water policy in June with an anticipated adoption of the policy in November. The dredge and fill policy is currently out for a 30-day comment period, although the State Board does not anticipate a response to comments associated with that, with an anticipated adoption date in July. The winery general order, I wanted to mention that Chair Wolf and myself participated in a phone call associated with this with State Board Chair Felicia Marcus and Vice Chair Steve Moore and the Chair of Region 2 and their executive officer to talk about piloting a concept of how the regions and the State Water Board relate to each other as they develop general orders such that the interests of the regions are held in the general order and not treated as I referred to, preferred stakeholder comments. It's actually, we're the implementing branch of the regional State Water Board system, and our comments reflect those of an agency trying to implement these general orders. They should be taken as such and incorporated as frequently as possible. We related to Ms. Diadamo where we were at as a region, our perspective and our respective ideas about this pilot opportunity of a more interactive approach to general orders, and she was very supportive of that. And it's anticipated going forward that it will be a more collaborative approach here. We're hopeful about that. Okay, additional work that State Board is working on, both staff and the board itself, include developing regs for water loss performance standards for cities and water purveyors, developing a framework for direct potable reuse, which is of interest. And then of less interest to us is the Bay Delta Plan. Phase one rollout for that is late June, and phase two is later this summer. And that's all I have in my notes. I'll reference to see if Chair Wolf has any additional information he wants to add.
No, you covered it well.
Okay, thank you.
And supplement a little bit of a comment about general orders, statewide orders, is one of the efforts which we tried to plant the seeds last year is how to improve some of the collaboration between regions and state board, because it is sometimes difficult with permittees to explain the fact that you have regional boards and state boards, and sometimes you do have orders that are issued by the region and orders issued by the state. And quite often the feedback is, well, aren't you all one state board? So, you know, this is part of an effort of organizational effort to further have a more seamless approach and increase the richness of a contribution of each region. So that concludes that particular item.